Ashley Miller is with us. She is the 7th District Michigan State Police Public Information Officer, I believe is the title. Am I correct?
That is correct.
All right. Well, good afternoon to you, ma'am.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for doing this and giving us an update. We have a lot of people in northern lower Michigan and the eastern UP who've been affected by this ice storm. From your point of view, as we now are starting the damage assessment, as the department has announced today, what is it, you know, kind of give people an update on how things look and how things have gotten better. People have worked together, I know. So kind of give us an update on where we're at right now.
You know, we were in crisis, and, you know, I don't know of anyone that has experienced what we did. But as working together, the state of Michigan reached out to so many resources for help and guidance, including IDOT, who they came up and they helped our MDOT clear the road.
IDOT being Indiana, correct?
Indiana Department of Transportation, yes. And they came up and helped, you know, our individuals clear the roads. And also linemen from all over Michigan and all over throughout different states came to help northern Michigan, to help these residents restore their power. And for the most part, people have power, but there's still a few people that are remaining without power at this point. But we are trying to keep moving forward. And right now, we just announced today that we are doing preliminary damage assessments throughout
Northern
Michigan.
Okay, so what does that mean, Lieutenant? How are you going down, you know, community by community, township by township, you know, landowner by landowner to kind of tabulate everything? Explain how this damage assessment is going to work.
The damage assessment is the initial step to assist the state officials in determining whether a federal presidential declaration should be requested. And so during this assessment, you know, the teams don't make any determination whether the damage is eligible for federal assistance, but they do go to the locations with the greatest damage, amount of damage that was reported, and do their assessment there. And they keep moving forward throughout the days to come this week.
So then do you actually have to prove then to the feds that, hey, this is, you know, we're not just asking for a handout here. We've got big problems that need some assistance from these FEMA programs.
Absolutely. You know, I'm kind of going through, there's a lot of talking points here, sorry.
Yeah, well, and that's how it goes sometimes. You know, it's a complicated process. I remember even with the floods up in Houghton Hancock, right? There's a complicated process that you have to go through.
Yes, and everything has to be documented. And, you know, people have already had to report things to their insurance company, and it's just really overwhelming for people. So our local entities are really trying to help them in any way possible, especially with these initial assessments.
Okay. So what would you like the people of Northern Michigan to know about what you guys are doing now? Maybe some people don't know what you guys are doing. Some of it's behind the scenes. What's the message you'd like to send to your folks there throughout the northern part of the state here?
Continue to be patient. Continue to work hard on the back end of things to make sure that all the power is restored, that these assessments run smoothly. But it is also very, very important that you're documenting your damage through photographs, you're contacting your insurance company, because you never know what's going to happen in the future. Our teams that are assessing aren't going to be able to visit every affected home and business for damages. So it's really important that you save all of your documentation if you have to report this in the future.